The two chambers each indicate they're willing to work out differences in an attempt to end the spring session on time. The governor has yet to agree to either plan and has not been involved in drafting them. Two former Illinois congressmen are asking state lawmakers to back a $31 billion construction program for roads, schools, and other needs that could end 9 years of stalemate. Dennis Hastert and Glenn Pichard made the recommendations for a new statewide construction plan yesterday after several weeks' worth of meetings. They're urging legislators to back the plan that would be funded by gambling expansion, sale of the state lottery, and use of excess tax revenue from gasoline sales. Legislators say they'll consider the plan and decide how to pursue it soon. Much more on this coming up in a few minutes. A quartet of local musicians will perform in Urbana tonight to raise disaster relief funds from the earthquake victims in China's Sichuan province. The group will play a wide range of selections from Chinese art songs to works by Mendelssohn and Respighi. Yuan Zhou is a University of Illinois and music PhD student. She planned the benefit concert and will sing during the event. Her hometown is Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province. Zhu says from the moment she heard about the quake, she knew she had to do something to help the victims.
My goal for this concert is not only for the money raising, but also want to gain the attention from our neighbor and our friends over here, how beautiful that land was and how much help we need right now after the major earthquake.
Zhu says she personally lost a great aunt in the quake. The concert starts at 7:30 tonight at Wesley United Methodist Church on the corner of Goodwin and Green in Urbana. Donations at the concert will benefit Red Cross earthquake relief. Its logo is a cartoon fireball wielding a hockey stick, and the organizers of the Danville Inferno hope the new team will light up the enthusiasm of local hockey fans. The Danville Inferno will be a B-level junior hockey team featuring amateur players aged 20 and under, many with hopes of turning pro. General manager and assistant coach Cameron Estes says they'll have affiliations with two Tier 3 A-level teams to give team members a chance to move up to the next level of play. The Inferno will begin their first season in September with home games at Danville's Palmer Arena. The team will play in the new Great Lakes Junior Hockey League. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, today is Judge Reinhold's 51st birthday. That's one of those mileposts you look at because besides the other 90 movies he's been in, you know, when he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I think a lot of us baby boomers could kind of identify with that character.
When you first said Judge Reinhold, I was wondering if it was the Resco trial.
No. Greatest living actor, Brad Hamilton.
What?
You haven't seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I have.
How do you grow up and not see that?
I saw it. I was not a big fan. It was a little too close to home for me. Some of the trouble he got into just made me a little uncomfortable.
51 years old. Now, what was the name of the restaurant that he worked at? You remember, that's the trivia question.
I could not tell you that.
Hey, if you don't want to watch American Idol tonight, PBS has a great two-hour special called Depression Out of the Shadows, and then Jane Pauley's going to be hosting a discussion about depression and treatment. It starts at 8 on our companion station, WILL-TV. I want to check that out if you want to do the anti-Idol thing.
You know, WILL-TV lately has had, well, it always has great programming, but the other night I watched a show on FDR.
That was a good one.
It was very informative, and it's a great station, much like WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9.
And the weather today.
Yes,
my
great.
Goodness.
Well, a little bit cooler than average, but we haven't had to turn on the air conditioners, and unless you have not had insulation put in your home, you probably haven't had to turn on the furnace either. So saving on the fuel bills over the last week or so, and it looks like we're going to get into the weekend before air conditioning will be necessary. It looks like over the weekend we will start to turn up not only the temperature, but also start to increase the dew points across the area. And, you know, we haven't had to mention it much lately, but once the dew points get to be about 65 degrees or so, you start to feel a little bit more uncomfortable. And looking at the forecasts, it looks like the dew point temperatures will remain below 65 degrees, actually even into the weekend, with temperatures expected to be in the 80s, air temperatures in the 80s. The dew points will only start to approach 60 degrees by Monday, so very comfortable, but a little bit warmer over the weekend. Today we have the sunshine. We have a cool start. It's still only 49 degrees on Friends Plaza, and the average low temperature is 55 degrees, so we start out a little bit cooler than average, and we'll end up a little cooler than average with an average high temperature of 76, and we're only probably going to hit about 65 to 67 degrees for high this afternoon, and that's despite a mostly sunny sky, and there will be some cloud cover, especially across northeastern and northern Illinois and through northern Indiana. Central Indiana may see some clouds. Cold front, it's a weak cold front and does not have a lot of moisture to work with. In its western sections, it is producing